This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're about to drop some serious freaking cash on your big day, right? And you need to make damn sure you're protected when it comes to the photos.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a prenup for your photos. Nobody wants to think about that shit going wrong. But trust me, a killer contract, it can be your secret weapon for a stress-free wedding day.
You know what? It's so true. And contracts, they're not just about like avoiding lawsuits, okay? It's about making sure that everyone's on the same page about what you want. Like, does your photographer even know that you're, I don't know, obsessed with golden hour shots?
Yeah.
Or like that you hate those cheesy posed photos?
Ugh, yes. No one wants a wedding album that looks like their grandma's living room. We're going for modern, edgy, real life shit.
Exactly. And a good contract will spell out exactly what the heck you are getting, so there are no nasty surprises later. It's like, you know, what's the photographer's style? What kind of shots are they taking? What are the deliverables? Like, how many edited photos? Do you get prints? Do you get an album? The whole shebang.
Right. Because no one wants to be hit with, like, a surprise bill after they've already spent their budget on a dress.
Totally. And let's talk about the nightmare scenario. Okay. Imagine you've booked your photographer, paid your deposit, and then, like, bam, month later, you realize they never actually signed the thing.
Oh, hell no.
An unsigned contract. It happens more than you think, and it can turn your dream day into a legal shit show.
Oh, so how do we avoid this? Is it literally as simple as making sure both of our names are on that contract?
Literally?
That's it.
Yeah, make sure that both you and the photographer sign it, and that you get a copy of it that has both signatures.
Okay.
It might seem obvious, but you'd be surprised how often that gets overlooked in the chaos of wedding planning.
Word. Okay, so speaking of chaos, what about destination weddings? Does the contract get more complicated when you're jetting off to some, like, exotic locale to say, I do?
Yeah. Girl, it gets extra spicy. If you are planning a destination wedding, your contract needs to cover all those travel logistics.
Yeah.
You know, who's paying for flights, who's paying for the hotel, all that jazz. And don't forget about visas.
Oh my God, really?
I'm dead serious. Like, make sure that your photographer can legally work in that dreamy location or you are screwed.
Okay, so destination weddings, extra spicy contract, I got it.
Yeah.
But let's get real for a second. Shit happens, right? Especially when you're dealing with something as massive as a wedding. What if, like, a hurricane crashes your beach wedding? Or we have, like, another pandemic.
Right, like that's where that force majeure clause comes in, you know, the like what if clause. It's like a safety net for the unexpected.
Force majeure, sounds fancy.
Yeah.
What is that?
Okay, so basically it outlines what happens if some crazy unforeseen event like throws a wrench in your plans. Think acts of God, riots, zombie apocalypses, you know, all that fun stuff.
Okay, so this protects both me, the person getting married, and the photographer, right?
Yeah.
Like if something happens that is beyond our control.
Exactly. And let's be real, we've seen some shit the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Damn right. All right, so we've covered the basics. Everyone needs a contract, it protects both sides, and it gets extra spicy for destination weddings. But what about, like, the actual nitty-gritty details? Like, what actually needs to be in this thing to make sure that we're covered from all angles?
So, first off, you want to make sure that it spells out exactly what's included in the package you're buying.
Right.
Like the number of hours that they're going to be shooting, the types of shots you're going to get, you know, portraits, candids, all that good stuff. The final deliverables, like how many edited images are you going to get?
Right.
Will you get prints, an album? Like, you need to know this up front.
Right. And what about, like, payment schedule? We're all about transparency here. No hidden fees, no bullshit.
Absolutely. Your contract should clearly state the total cost, when payments are due, and what happens if you're late. You know, like, are there late fees? That kind of thing.
Right.
And speaking of money, you know, there's usually a non-refundable deposit to like, lock in your photographer's services.
You're saying don't ghost your photographer after they've, like, blocked out that date for you.
Pretty much. And for those who need to hear this, non-refundable means non-refundable. No take-backsies.
No take-backsies. All right, so what about cancellation policies? Like, let's say something happens and you need to reschedule or, God forbid, cancel the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Does the photographer keep the deposit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a partial refund? Like, how does that work?
That is where your contract comes in clutch. It should clearly outline what happens in case of cancellation or postponement, so you're not left like scrambling and arguing about money during what's probably already a really stressful time.
Right. And let's be real, reschedulings and cancellations are happening more and more these days, thanks to the dumpster fire that was 2020 and the craziness that's followed.
So true. And while we're talking about shit hitting the fan, you know, your contract should also cover what happens if there are any delays on the wedding day.
Oh, hell yeah. Because let's be real, weddings never run on time.
Right.
Someone is always late, someone always forgets something. It is a recipe for chaos.
It is. And that chaos can cost you, literally.
Yeah.
Like if your photographer has to stay longer than originally planned, because let's say, you know, Uncle Bob was MIA during family photos, you might be paying for those extra hours. So make sure the contract like clearly outlines how overtime is handled and what those additional fees look like. You don't want to get like slapped with an unexpected bill at the end of the night.
That's a good point. Okay, so we've covered like packages, payments, cancellations, even overtime. What else?
We need to talk about image delivery.
Oh yeah, that's like the whole point, right? Like getting those gorgeous photos to remember the best day of your life.
Exactly. Your contract should outline when you can expect to receive those photos, both the digital files and any physical products like albums or prints.
Right. So no more wondering like when the hell are you going to get your wedding pictures, endlessly refreshing your inbox like a crazy person.
No. And guess what? We also need to talk about the not so fun stuff like liability and insurance.
Oh, the joys of adulting. But yeah, I mean, liability is a real thing, especially when you had a big rowdy wedding party.
I know, right? But it is important, you know? What happens if your photographer, like, trips over at Mildred's purse and breaks their camera?
Hello?
Or, God forbid, someone gets injured during the reception?
Don't even joke about that.
I'm not. But it is something to, you know, think about. And the contract should address all those what-if scenarios.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who is responsible for damages? What about medical costs?
Yeah.
Make sure you're both protected in case something unexpected happens.
Okay, so protect ourselves and protect the photographer.
Yeah.
Liability, insurance, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
We need to talk about file handling and delivery.
Yes.
You know, this is crucial, especially in the digital age where technology can be a fickle bitch.
Oh, tell me about it. I've lost count of how many times my computer has crashed and taken all my precious photos with it.
Ugh. Exactly. So that's why your contract needs to like outline your photographer's backup procedures. You know, like how many copies of your photos do they make? Where are they stored? You know,
yeah.
This kind of like shows you that they're taking like data security seriously.
Right. Because losing your wedding photos would be like a total nightmare. And let's be real. Photographers are human. Shit happens. Hard drives fail. Computers crash. Sometimes things just get lost in the digital void.
Exactly. So the contract should address like what happens if those files get corrupted or, God forbid, lost. You know, will a photographer offer a reshoot if possible, or will they refund a portion of your fee? You know,
yeah.
This clause protects both of you in case of, you know, an unavoidable data loss.
Right. Okay. So backup plans, essential. Got it. Now let's talk about something a little more fun. Who owns the copyright to those gorgeous wedding photos?
Legally, the photographer owns the copyright to your wedding photos. They took the pictures, so they own the rights. But here's where the contract comes in. It outlines what you're allowed to do with those photos. You know, can you print them? Can you share them on social media? Can you use them for, like, commercial purposes?
Oh, okay.
You need to know that up front.
Right, because some photographers are cool with you sharing your photos everywhere, and others are a little bit more protective of their work. It's their art, after all.
Exactly. And guess what? The contract can also address whether the photographer can use your photos for their own promotional materials. You know, like their website, their social media, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking about a model release.
Ah, yes. The model release, that's what they call it, right? It sounds way more glamorous than it actually is.
It does.
So break it down for me. Like, what exactly is a model release and why should we give a damn?
Okay, so it is basically a legal document that gives the photographer permission to use your photos for purposes other than like just delivering them to you, basically.
Yeah.
So think of it like this. You know, they can use your photos to showcase their work, attract new clients, and basically show off how awesome they are at, you know, capturing those magical wedding moments.
Okay, so like our wedding photos could end up being famous. We could be the poster couple for Love and Happily Ever After.
They could. But it all depends on what you agree to in that model release.
Oh, okay.
You know, you have the right to refuse to sign it, which means that the photographer can only use your photos to fulfill their contractual obligations to you, like delivering them in an online gallery or in an album, but no sharing with the world, even if they think your wedding photos are, like, you know, the most gorgeous things they've ever seen.
Right. So it's kind of like a privacy setting for your photos.
Yes.
Like, we control how much, like, exposure we get even on our wedding day.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so, but what if we're cool with some things but not others? Like, say we're okay with them being on the photographer's website, but, like, I don't know, we don't want them plastered all over their social media for every Tom, Dick, and Harry to see.
Yeah.
Like, is that even possible?
You can like totally negotiate the terms of the model release and specify exactly how you are comfortable with your photos being used.
Okay.
You know, you're in control.
Right.
And a good photographer will respect your wishes.
Okay, so you can say yes, no, or somewhere in between. Are there any other, like, options? Like, can we get super specific and create our own custom model release that caters to our, like, unique needs and desires?
Some photographers offer what they call, like, tiered model releases.
Okay.
So, for example, you know, they might have, like, a basic release that allows them to use your photos for their website and portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, a more extensive release that allows for, you know, like, wider use, like publications or advertising.
Oh, okay. So we can choose our level of fame.
Exactly. It's about finding a balance that works for both of you.
Okay. So options are good. But you know what? I'm curious about the other side of that coin. Like, what if we actually want our wedding photos to be, like, featured everywhere?
Uh-huh.
Like, we want to be the Instagram famous couple with the epic wedding photos that everyone's, like, swooning over.
Yeah.
How do we make that happen? Do we, like, bribe the photographer with champagne and compliments?
You literally just tell them.
Yeah.
You know, communicate your wishes, sign the appropriate model release, and then sit back and wait for the fame to roll in.
Okay.
You know, just remember, even if you are, like, totally down with your photos being shared everywhere, the photographer should still respect your privacy and avoid using any images that you're not comfortable with.
Right, like those unflattering mid-sneeze candids that nobody needs to see.
Exactly. So there you have it. Model releases.
Yeah.
Demystify it. They're not as scary as they sound, and they can actually be, like, a fun way to share your love story with the world if that's your jam.
Right. Okay. We have covered a lot of ground today, from the horror stories of contract disasters to the nuances of model releases. But you know what? I'm feeling empowered.
Yes.
I feel like I can tackle any wedding photography contract that comes my way.
That's the spirit.
Bring it on.
Remember, knowledge is power.
Yes.
And with a little bit of preparation and a healthy dose of confidence, you can navigate the world of wedding photography contracts like a pro.
Word. So are we ready to move on to the next juicy topic?
Yes.
I'm thinking, like, we dive into the wedding day timeline, mm-hmm. you know? That minute-by-minute schedule that kind of dictates how the entire day unfolds.
Yes.
The one that can make or break your wedding day vibe.
Oh, the timeline.
Yes.
The source of so much anxiety and so many potential disasters. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Right.
With a little bit of planning and a lot of flexibility, you know, you can create a timeline that flows smoothly and allows you to actually enjoy your wedding day.
Exactly. And you know what plays a crucial role in that timeline? The photographer. They're not just there to, like, snap photos. They're, like, the timekeepers of the entire day.
They are. They know how long things actually take, you know?
Yeah.
Getting ready, family photos, the ceremony, the reception. And they can help you create a realistic schedule that allows for everything without feeling, you know, rushed or stressed.
Okay, so how do we work with the photographer to create this, like, magical timeline that ensures that we're not, like, running around like chickens with our heads cut off on the wedding day?
Oh my God, I love that visual.
Give us the inside scoop.
Okay, first off, communication is key. You know, talk to your photographer about your vision for the day, you know, your must-have shots and any like special events or traditions that need to be factored in.
Right, like if you're having a traditional tea ceremony or a choreographed first dance, like, you need to make sure there's enough time for that.
Okay.
And that the photographer is, like, ready to capture all those epic moments.
Exactly. And once you've shared your vision, you know, be open to their suggestions.
Yeah.
They've done this a million times before, and they know what works and what doesn't.
So trust the expert. Don't be a bridezilla and try to control every little detail. Let the photographer, you know, work their magic.
Exactly. And be realistic about how long things actually take.
Yeah.
You know, getting ready always takes longer than you think.
Always.
And wrangling family members for photos can be a total nightmare.
Oh, I've heard horror stories about family photo meltdowns.
Ah.
You know, aunts fighting over who gets to stand next to the bride, grandmas wandering off to the bar, kids having tantrums. Like,
yeah.
It's a recipe for disaster.
They're real.
Yeah.
So factor in some extra time for those potentially chaotic moments. You know, you don't want to be stressing about sticking to a rigid timeline when you should be, you know, enjoying your day.
Right. Okay. So extra time for family shenanigans.
Yeah.
Noted. But what about, like, the actual photo shoots?
Yeah.
You know, the ones where we get to look all, like, glamorous and in love. How much time should we allocate for those?
Again, it depends on your vision and the photographer's style. But a good rule of thumb is to, like, allow at least an hour for couple portraits.
Okay.
And another hour for family formals.
All right. An hour to look all lovey-dovey and an hour to wrangle Aunt Mildred and Uncle Bob. Got it.
Exactly.
But what about, like, travel time between locations? We don't want to be like sprinting across town in our wedding attire just to make it to the reception on time.
Exactly. So factor in travel time, bathroom breaks, and even like a few minutes for you to just, you know, breathe and take it all in.
Yes, because it is my wedding day, damn it. I deserve to enjoy it. Okay, so we've created this amazing timeline. It's printed out, it's laminated and ready to go. Are we done? Can we move on to like the cake tasting now?
Not quite. A good timeline is a flexible timeline.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were supposed to, like, stick to this thing like glue.
Things happen.
Right.
Weather changes, traffic jams. Uncle Bob gets lost on the way to the ceremony.
Uncle Bob.
Yeah.
He's always causing trouble. But yeah, you're right. Shit happens. So how do we build in that, like, flexibility without, like, throwing the whole day off track?
Just, you know, be prepared to roll with the punches and adjust the timeline as needed.
Okay.
You know, don't freak out if things are running a few minutes behind. Trust your photographer and your wedding planner, you know, to help you navigate any unexpected hiccups.
Right. Okay. So flexibility is key. Got it. But let's be real. I'm going to be way too busy, like, sipping champagne and getting married to be, like, worrying about the timeline.
Right.
Who's actually going to be in charge of like, keeping things moving?
That's what your wedding planner or trusted friend is for.
Okay.
You know, give them a copy of the timeline and let them handle the logistics while you focus on, you know, enjoying your day.
Amazing. Delegation is my love language.
Okay.
So we've got a timeline. We've got a designated, like, timekeeper. We're ready to embrace the unexpected. Anything else we need to do to ensure, like, a smooth, stress-free wedding day when it comes to this?
You know what else is a good idea? Sharing the timeline with your other vendors.
Wait, really? Why? Were we supposed to be, like, BFFs with all of our vendors now?
No, but, you know, it helps them plan their day and ensures that everyone is on the same page.
Right.
You know, your DJ will know when to start playing the first dance song. Your caterer will know when to serve dinner. And your photographer will know when to be ready for those epic, you know, sunset shots.
Okay, that makes sense. So the timeline is like the conductor's baton. That keeps the entire wedding orchestra in sync.
Exactly.
Love it.
And with a little bit of planning and a whole lot of flexibility, you know, you can create a timeline that ensures a seamless, stress-free wedding day.
Word. Okay, I'm feeling way less stressed about the timeline now. Thanks for the tips. But you know what? We should probably talk about one more, like, crucial aspect of the wedding day.
Yeah.
that often fills couples with dread.
Okay.
Family formals.
Oh, the family formals, the part of the day that every bride dreads, you know.
Yeah.
Wrangling family members for photos can be like herding cats, especially after like a few cocktails.
Especially after a few cocktails. Oh my God, yes. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't have to be a total disaster.
It doesn't.
So give us your best tips for surviving family photos without losing our sanity.
Okay, so first off, make a list of all the groupings that you want.
Okay.
You know, the must-have shots with parents, siblings, grandparents, you know, all that.
And should we share this list with the photographer beforehand, or should we just like spring it on them the day of and watch the scramble?
Just share it beforehand. That way they can like plan out the most efficient way to get through all the photos and avoid any like awkward delays.
Okay, so list made and shared. What's next? Do we just like round up everyone and hope for the best?
Assign someone to be the family wrangler.
Ooh, good idea. Like someone who's not afraid to crack the whip and get people moving. But let's be real, I'm going to be way too busy being the blushing bride to be dealing with that. who should we appoint as our like official family wrangler?
Choose someone who is familiar with both sides of the family and can easily, you know, identify who's who. They'll be in charge of, you know, rounding up family members, making sure they're ready to go and keeping things moving smoothly.
Okay, so family wrangler assigned. Check. What else? Should we bribe everyone with candy and threats? Like, how do we get everyone to cooperate?
Choose a location that's you know, well-lit, spacious, and relatively free of distractions.
Okay, so no photo shoots in the middle of the dance floor while everyone's doing the electric slide.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, you want a calm, controlled environment where everyone can, you know, focus on taking nice photos.
Right. Okay, good lighting.
Yeah.
Spacious. No distractions.
Yeah.
Check, check. Anything else? Should we all wear matching outfits?
Keep it short and sweet, you know? No one wants to spend, like, hours posing for photos, especially not your guests who are, like, you know, eager to get to the party. So aim for no more than, like, an hour for family formals.
Okay, so 1 hour to capture all the family love, and then it's party time.
Exactly.
I can work with that, but what if things start to go sideways? You know, like Aunt Mildred starts complaining about the heat and the kids start like melting down and Uncle Bob wanders off to the bar again. What do we do?
Don't be afraid to like take a break.
Okay.
Sometimes like a 5-minute breather is all you need to like regroup, reset, and get everyone back on track.
Right. Because hangry family members are not photogenic family members.
Yeah.
And a little champagne break never hurt anyone.
Never hurt anyone.
But seriously, like family photos, they can be such a stressful part of the wedding day. Like, how do we make it more fun?
Just, you know, remember to have fun.
Oh,
relax,
yeah.
Embrace the chaos, and remember that these photos are capturing like precious memories that you'll cherish for years to come.
Okay, I could do that. Fun, memories, cherished moments. Got it. And once those family formals are done, we can finally like let loose and enjoy the party.
Yes, party time. But before you hit the dance floor, we need to talk about one more like important detail. Making sure that you are comfortable with how your wedding photos are edited.
Oh, right, the editing. Because like a little bit of Photoshop magic can go a long way.
It can.
It's like real life Facetune for your wedding photos.
It is. But it is important to like discuss your editing preferences with your photographer beforehand. You know, like, do you want a natural look? Or are you open to like more extensive retouching?
Right. Because some people want like every blemish erased and
yeah.
Others are like, you prefer a more authentic look. It's all about personal preference. So how do we communicate our like editing wishes to the photographer? Like, do we send them a detailed list of every wrinkle and blemish that we want removed?
Show them examples of photos you like and photos you don't like.
Yeah.
You know, Pinterest is a great resource for this.
Oh, Pinterest.
Yeah.
The holy grail of wedding inspiration. It's where dreams are made and wedding budgets are broken.
So true.
But seriously, yeah. Interest. It's a great way to create like a visual mood board for your wedding day, including all of those
right,
like
yeah.
dreamy photo ideas.
Exactly. And be specific about what you want retouched or enhanced. You know, like do you want your skin to look flawless?
Yeah.
Do you want your teeth whitened?
Yes.
You know? Do
yeah.
you want wrinkles and blemishes removed?
Right. Because sometimes a little bit of retouching can make like a big difference in how we feel about ourselves in the photos. it's like a confidence boost. But in digital form.
It can, but it's important to find a balance between, you know, looking your best and still looking like yourself.
Right. We don't want to look like plastic dolls.
Exactly. So communicate your wishes clearly. Trust your photographer's expertise and remember that the goal is to create photos that you'll love and cherish for years to come.
Word. Okay, so we've talked about editing preferences. Anything else that we need to consider when it comes to the final product? Like how long will it take to get our hands on those precious photos?
that's all part of the package that you choose.
Right.
You know, some photographers offer a la carte options, while others have like set packages that include, you know, a specific number of prints or albums or digital files. The contract should clearly state when you can expect to receive your photos. But be patient. Wedding photographers are usually swamped during peak season, so it can take a while to like edit and deliver all those photos.
Okay, so no surprises there. And patience is a virtue, I guess. But what about like the actual like format of the photos? Do we get digital files? Do we get prints? Do we get an album? Like what are the options here?
That's all part of the package that you choose. You know, some photographers offer a la carte options, while others have set packages that include a specific number of prints, albums, or digital files.
Right. So we need to decide what we want up front and make sure that's all spelled out in the contract.
Yes.
No surprises, no hidden fees. No bullshit.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to like ask about the resolution of the digital files. You know, like you want high resolution images that you can like print and enlarge without losing quality.
Right. Because blurry wedding photos are a total buzzkill. We want like crystal clear images that capture every detail, every emotion, every like drunken dance move.
They are. And finally, consider how you want to store and archive your photos.
Right. Because these are memories that we want to preserve forever. We're talking legacy here, people.
Yeah.
But how do we ensure that these precious photos like stand the test of time?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, do you want physical copies, like prints or albums, or are you comfortable with digital storage, like cloud backups or external hard drives?
Right, because technology can be fickle, and those precious photos can like vanish in an instant if we're not careful.
So true. So think about your storage options, discuss them with your photographer, and make sure you have a plan in place to like keep those wedding memories safe and sound.
Word. Okay, I think we've covered like pretty much everything there is to know about wedding photography, from like contracts and timelines to like editing and archiving. We've talked about like the technical side, the logistics, like the nitty-gritty details that can like make or break your wedding day vibe. But you know what? I want to talk about something a little more like personal, a little more like heartfelt.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about like the emotional side of wedding photography.
Ew. Okay.
Because these photos, they're more than just like pretty pictures, you know.
Yeah.
They're capturing a day that's filled with so much love and joy and meaning. They're literally like freezing time.
Yeah.
They're allowing us to like relive those precious moments over and over again.
You're so right. Wedding photos have the power to just like transport us back to that special day and evoke like all those emotions that we felt in that moment. You know,
yeah.
the laughter, the tears, the overwhelming sense of love and connection.
Right.
It's all there, captured in those images.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to choose a photographer that not only like have the technical skills, but also like understands like the emotional weight of what they're capturing. We're not just talking about like someone who can point and shoot. We're talking about like an artist who can like capture like the essence of our love story.
Absolutely. You want someone who can like sense the energy of the day, capture those candid moments of laughter and tears and create images that tell your unique love story.
Right, because every wedding is different and every couple has their own unique like vibe.
Exactly.
So how do we find a photographer who's the right fit, both technically and emotionally? Is there like a secret formula? Do we have to go on like a series of photographer blind dates until we find the one?
I think it starts with looking beyond the portfolio. You know, don't just focus on the pretty pictures. Like look for a photographer whose style resonates with you, whose personality like clicks with yours, and whose work evokes the kind of emotions that you want to feel when you look back at your wedding photos years from now.
That's such a good point. It's about finding someone who gets you.
Yes.
Who understands like your vision and who can translate those feelings into tangible images.
Yeah.
We're talking about like a connection, a vibe,
yeah,
a shared understanding of what makes your love story special.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to like ask questions about about their approach to wedding photography, you know? Like, what inspires them?
Yeah.
What do they love most about capturing weddings? Because, you know, their answers will give you a glimpse into their heart and soul, and you'll be able to sense whether, you know, they're the right fit for you. You know, we've been talking a lot about, like, the couple's perspective, but let's flip the script for a second and talk about, like, the photographer's role in all of this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm all for seeing things from the other side of the lens. Photographers are like the ninjas of the wedding day. They're always there. They're always capturing the action, but somehow they blend into the background.
Exactly. And it is a hard job. They're dealing with crazy timelines, demanding families, unpredictable weather, and the pressure to capture every single precious moment flawlessly.
No pressure or anything, right?
So true. And on top of all that, they're running a business, they're managing clients, they're editing photos, they're marketing themselves, all while trying to stay creatively inspired and avoid burnout.
Damn. I have a newfound respect for wedding photographers. They're like superheroes with cameras.
They are. So how can we as couples, like, make their lives a little easier and ensure a smoother, more enjoyable experience for everyone involved?
Okay, I'm all ears. Give me the do's and don'ts of working with a wedding photographer.
Okay, so first and foremost, communication is key. Okay. Just like we talked about earlier, you know, be upfront about your vision, your must-have shots, and any special requests you might have.
Right. Don't be shy about sharing your Pinterest boards, your Instagram inspiration, your weird, quirky ideas.
Exactly. The more information you give your photographer, the better they can, like, understand your style and capture your day in a way that feels authentic to you.
Okay, and what about, like, the not-so-fun stuff, like contracts, payments?
Be professional and respectful.
Right.
Read the contract carefully, ask questions if anything is unclear, and stick to the agreed-upon payment schedule.
Right, because photographers have bills to pay, too.
Yeah.
And they deserve to be compensated fairly for their hard work and their talent.
Absolutely. And you know what else is a good idea? Trust their expertise.
Right. We've talked about that before. Like, don't micromanage them or try to, like, dictate every single shot.
Exactly. Let them use their creativity and their experience to capture the day in their unique style.
Okay. So communicate clearly, respect boundaries, and trust their expertise.
Mm-hmm.
What else can we do to be, like, awesome clients?
Be mindful of their time.
Okay.
Stick to the agreed upon timeline as much as possible and be respectful of their breaks.
Right, because hangry photographers don't take good pictures.
So true. And if you're running late or need to make changes to the schedule, like, let them know as soon as possible.
Right, right. Communication is key. I'm sensing a theme here.
It is. And finally, you know, be kind and appreciative. A little bit of gratitude goes a long way.
Right. Thank them for their hard work, compliment their photos, tag them on social media when you share those gorgeous images.
Exactly. Because a little bit of appreciation can like make a photographer's day.
Yeah.
And it might even inspire them to go above and beyond for you.
Okay. So we've covered how to be, like, awesome clients. But what about something a little more, like, practical?
Okay.
Like how do we prepare ourselves and our wedding party for the actual photo sessions?
Yes, the pre-photo prep. It's more important than you might think.
Okay, spill the tea. Give me your best tips for getting, like, photo ready.
Okay, so first off, consider a professional hair and makeup trial.
Okay.
You know, because you want to make sure your makeup doesn't, like, melt off your face in the summer heat or that your hair doesn't, you know, fall flat in the humidity.
Right. Right. And it's a good opportunity to, like, experiment with different looks and figure out what works best for you.
Exactly.
Okay. So hair and makeup trial booked. What's next?
Think about your attire.
Okay.
You know, choose clothes that you feel comfortable and confident in and make sure that they complement your partner's outfit and the overall style of your wedding.
Right. Because, like, clashing colors or ill-fitting clothes, like, that can be distracting in photos.
Exactly. And pay attention to the details, you know, like, make sure your shoes are clean, your jewelry is sparkling, your nails are manicured.
Yeah. Because those little things can, like, they can make a big difference in the overall aesthetic of your photo.
They do. And don't forget about your wedding party.
Yeah.
You know, make sure they're all on the same page when it comes to like, attire, hair, and makeup.
Right. We don't want any rogue bridesmaids showing up in, like, neon pink dresses or sporting, like, crazy hairstyles.
Exactly. Consistency is key when it comes to like group photos.
Okay, so attire checked, Details, perfected. Wedding party, wrangled. Anything else we need to consider?
Pack an emergency kit.
Ooh, good idea. Because you never know what might happen on the wedding day.
Exactly. Include things like bobby pins, safety pins, a mini sewing kit, tissues, blotting papers, breath mints, and maybe even like a little bottle of champagne to calm those pre-photo jitters.
Champagne is always a good idea. Okay. Emergency kit, packed. Anything else?
Get a good night's sleep the night before.
Oh, yes. Mm. Because no one wants to look tired and puffy in their wedding photos.
Exactly. Rest up, hydrate, and relax. You know, the more refreshed you feel, the better you'll look and feel in front of the camera.
Right. Okay, beauty sleep is a must. I'm taking notes here. Anything else?
Just one last thing. Have fun.
Right. Because when you're relaxed and enjoying yourself, it shows in the photos.
Exactly. So let go of any stress or anxiety. Trust your photographer and embrace the magic of the day.
Okay, I think we've officially covered everything there is to know about wedding photography. Mm-hmm. From choosing the right photographer and crafting the perfect contract to like nailing the timeline and rocking those photo shoots. But most importantly, we've emphasized the heart and soul of it all, capturing the love, the joy, the raw emotions that make your wedding day uniquely yours.
Beautifully said. And remember, those photos are a legacy. They tell your love story for generations to come. So print those bad boys, display them proudly, and relive those precious memories every chance you get.
Cheers to that. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of wedding photography. Until next time, go forth and create some magic.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked it.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.